All right, you know how food looks great in advertisements and great in pictures and in commercials and stuff like that? Well, they're lies. Esmeralda, they're all lies.
I believe it.
Here are 11 ways that advertisers make food look delicious. Number one, glue. Real milk tends to make cereal soggy and rather appetizing in pretty short order. So you know what they do? White glue. Yogurt or shampoo have also been known to do the trick. So
then that's why kids are eating glue.
That's why kids eat glue, yeah. Hey, listen, are people idiots? Have you seen this Tide Pod thing?
Oh, don't even get me started. I mean, I've gotten in some arguments on Facebook.
Who would argue for it?
Well, they say it could because, well, some people, I've argued against people because they say to get rid of them altogether. And I'm just like, why would you get rid of a product just because some people are eating it? And they're like, well, because kids and this and that, they could get into it. And I'm like, well, you know what? Just don't buy it.
Yeah. No.
Sorry, but
it's not for you. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's the stupid. When I heard about this, I was like, I can't. Are you serious?
Yeah. They also argued that why do they make it so colorful?
Oh, come on.
And it's like, what? Just because it has colors.
People are morons. I swear to God. All right. Here's way number two. Sponges, cotton balls, and tampons, Esmeralda. I was in that band, Sponges, Cotton Balls, and Tampons. It's important for hot foods to look hot. The way to do that is to show steam billowing off. Instead of stopping every few shots to nuke the staged food, photographers will often soak one of the items in water, microwave it, and then skillfully hide it in the shot.
Oh, interesting.
How about this? A blowtorch, a branding iron, and some shoe polish.
Oh, is that for the turkeys?
Most of the time, meat products aren't actually cooked because cooking can cause them to shrink and dry out. So items like a steak and hamburgers are carefully seared with a blowtorch. Afterwards, grill marks are added with a branding iron. As a finishing touch, some shoe polish and varnish could be applied to provide a nice, succulent color. Mmm.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw when I was watching that show. They actually did it, and they just kind of, they'll have a turkey, and they'll color it up, they'll dye it a little bit,
yeah.
And then I think they just cook it enough, and then they torch it a little bit, just to brown up the skin.
Just to make the skin look toasty.
Yeah.
How about this? Cardboard and toothpicks are used a lot. A photography-ready hamburger would be unpleasant to deal with, as they are typically loaded with sheets of cardboard for support, and toothpicks or pins that have been strategically placed to keep the lettuce, onion, and the rest of the package in their specifically staged place. So it's a bunch of cardboard and toothpicks. Think about that when you see the next time you see a picture of a nice, juicy hamburger. Motor oil and fabric protector. A nice stack of flapjacks can be a thing of beauty. Only problem is those breakfast staples are quite porous, so the syrup just seeps right in. Photographers solve that issue by coating them in a healthy layer of aerosol fabric protector. And because maple syrup doesn't always look great on camera, they will pour motor oil on it. Have you seen the latest IHOP ads, Esmeralda?
No.
There's like a pancake like festival thing that's happening at IHOP where you can get unlimited pancakes, go in and pay like however it is, and you can just have pancakes after pancakes. And they have like on the commercials, they have a gigantic stack of pancakes, and they slowly pan down as, you know, maple syrup is pouring all over them. That's exactly what they're using.
Right, probably fluffy.
Yep.
Yeah. Just real quick, who can eat that many pancakes make that thing even worth it?
Well, that's the thing. You know what I mean? That's why you can have that kind of a thing. That's why you have, like, bottomless salad and endless breadsticks at, like, Olive Garden, because you fill up on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, like, the same with the Olive Garden thing.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Olive Garden, all you can eat pasta.
One bowl, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not...
one and a half, maybe. I'm a big eater.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can't eat more than... You know, like, if I had a stack of pancakes, four pancakes, that's it. I'm done. I probably wouldn't even finish them. I'm not a big pancake guy anyway.
Yeah.
Tyrone says, the KFC $5 fill-ups are false advertising. They don't fill you up, and they look nothing like they do in the commercials. 773 area code says, on a similar note, CVS has stopped selling beauty products that have Photoshop models on the box.
Oh, I saw that. And it's ridiculous. I saw the pictures side by side, and it's ridiculous what they do to Photoshop it, because it's there's subtle things where it's like, why would you even? She looked fine without you messing with that.
So they're going to not sell products that were picked. Well, they're not going to sell beauty products then, are they?
No. So the
they're just not going to sell.
Well, no, they're just going to essentially the companies are going to have to give them unphotoshopped pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're going to have to do that with every company.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, yeah. Even the food.
Yeah. Yeah. Hairspray and spray-on deodorant. That ripe, delicious bunch of grapes that you see in the ad have a matte look to them because they're coated in a healthy amount of spray-on deodorant or hairspray. Glycerin. If a product is cold or icy, you can bet the version in the TV commercial is covered in glycerin. The substance is used as a sort of catch-all on food shoots to provide gloss and sheen or give the appearance of moisture on everything from a beer bottle to leaves of a salad. Paper towels are used. If you've ever drizzled a bowl of ice cream with chocolate syrup, only to watch the delicious topping slide and fall off the ice cream, you'll understand this trick. Photographers cut out the little pieces of a paper towel and lay them over the top of the ice cream, and then cover the paper towel with syrup, and it does a bang up job of holding the syrup in place. All right. How about this? The food that makes other food look good. The MVP of food staging world is the mashed potato. Whip spuds are used in all sorts of aesthetic purposes. They're loaded into syringes and injected right into a meat to plump up specific parts of a turkey or a roast. They're dyed different colors to play ice cream. They're baked into pies to provide a sturdy interior and won't fall to pieces when the slice is taken out. Wow.
Mm.
Mashed potatoes are the MVP, Esmeralda.
I've seen Crisco.
Crisco, yeah.
For the ice cream.
Yeah. And then two more here. Antacid and soap bubbles. Soda doesn't look so crisp and refreshing without an overabundance of bubbles. Little antacid tablet typically gets the stuff churning and bubbling. Dish soap can be used for larger surface bubbles. And then finally, tweezers. How specific do details in food photography get? It's not uncommon for a hamburger bun to be methodically covered with sesame seeds by a person with tweezers, glue, and an incredible amount of patience. Oh my God, what a terrible job.
Although they do that now. They do that now in fancy pants places. You see them putting, with tweezers, they put the food on the plate.
You mean like microgreens and garnish
and
stuff?
Yeah, like they're trying to like put it exactly where they want.
Yeah, yeah. But that's tweezers are also useful in assembling Asian and Italian noodle-based dishes, with the placement, shape, and curvature of each noodle being dissected, assessed, and set carefully into place, just like you do it at home. So there you go, Esmeralda. It's all lies. It's all lies.
Yeah.
We're looking at glue and tarnish. That's what we're looking at. All right. We got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, Dr. Raj is going to join us to talk good sleep.